I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Lane Community College has established an artist-in-residence program which has brought two interdisciplinary artists to the campus from elsewhere this fall. One artist is Hong Hong, born in China, now residing in Hartford, Connecticut. She has a project called Everlasting Ephemera, involving handmade paper imaginations of past and future astronomical processes. She's with me in the KLCC studios along with LCC's Arts Dean, Richard Lovin. Welcome to KLCC.
Thank you. Nice being here.
Thanks.
Well, Richard, why create a program like this?
The idea of forming an artist in residence is to bring in someone from the outside, most likely someone who has a broad interdisciplinary type of focus that combines art with different disciplines or areas of study, and let that person kind of explore how to connect to the community, how to connect to our students, faculty, and staff, and to really have some liberty to explore their artistic practice while on campus. Hong has a really interesting background. The diverseness of her interests, including science. She's trying to reach out to physics faculty and computer science, and making that connection between hands-on type of artistic practice, printmaking, paper making, and just a real diverse interest.
Hong, tell me a little bit more about Everlasting Ephemera.
Everlasting Ephemera is sort of the umbrella term that I use for my multidisciplinary investigations in paper and sculpture, as well as environmental installations. And the idea is to use and reuse the same materials in different contexts to create different objects. And then in October of next year, all of the materials will be recycled and it will have a chance to become something else. Because of my personal background, I'm interested in the idea of movement and stillness and how to relate the movement of my body to the movement of celestial bodies in the sky. It ties back to the idea of navigation and finding your coordinates through expanses that are larger than yourself.
What are the challenges and strengths of paper as a medium to express those?
Paper, like people, has a memory. The process I use is done outside. So wherever I go, I bring a modular mold with me and I set up and I sort of let the weather take over a little bit. So the larger forces that I'm interested in are actually physically entering the work and changing it as time progresses. And I wanted to sort of introduce computer programming and data into the work as another sort of conceptual framework for the outdoor explorations that I was already doing.
Do you find your work evolving as you settle into this particular residency?
Of course. I think when you come into a new space and you meet a new community of people, you have an idea of what you would like to do, but the community also has its own personalities and needs and also a rhythm in terms of time. So as I adjust and understand how the community around me works, my project has changed its scope. Because when I initially proposed it, I was coming from the perspective of a temporary visitor. And now that I'm here and I'm getting to know the people, it's changing. The projects that I'll be working on will culminate in an exhibition next October. What I do here will be instrumental to the finished product of this exhibition.
As well as the art evolving, the program itself will be evolving. Where do you see it evolving, Richard?
So after this first year, we're going to kind of reevaluate. And we just recently had the good news that we secured $50,000 in additional funding so we can continue this over the next few years. And there's a lot of flexibility, I think, in that. The number of artists, the timing, the amount of time that they can spend, how to interact, possibly how we could connect better to communities or to the high schools, and just kind of a reevaluation after the first year. But the engagement with their students and faculty and staff have been significant. So that's something that we really wanted to do as one of our major goals, is to make those connections and to kind of let it flow in a really fluid way, where there was not a lot of really strict restrictions. Because, you know, artists are pretty flexible flexible, and some of the greatest things, you know, happen just trying something new and being innovative.
Richard Lemon, Arts Dean of Lane Community College, and Hong Hong, one of the two interdisciplinary artists selected for LCC's Artist in Residence program this fall. Hong Hong will give a lecture on the LCC campus on Wednesday, November 15th at 3 p.m., and her closing reception will be on Wednesday, December 6th in the atrium of Building 10 on the main campus. For more information, lanecc.edu. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.